Did you hear the big news? We started a private university. We are rolling out a new design certificate program and a master's degree program along with our Design Suite Mastermind. We have new enrollment dates coming up for these programs. And if you want to watch a 10-minute video and learn more, go to designsuitecourses.com/learn. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1-day, 3-hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, today I have Bev McCullough with me, and she is also a fabric designer at Riley Blake, but the best part is she does the coolest stuff. She does really cool things with her quilt patterns. She does awesome things with embroidery. Today, we're going to talk about her two new fabric lines for Riley Blake. You guys, I know it's October and we're like all immersed in Halloween right now, but yes, we are going to talk about Christmas. So Bev, why don't you introduce yourself to everyone?
So my name is Bev McCullough, as Karina said, and my website and shop are Flamingo Toes. That's my company name. And I live near Nashville. And so I live with my husband and right now with our son, though he is getting married in February. And so he will be leaving the nest. And then we have two puppies. And then my daughter lives in Virginia. So, and I mentioned my daughter after the puppies. So don't tell her I said that.
Don't send her to this podcast. Wait, why did I not know you were right out of Nashville? Did you know I grew up in Clarksville, Tennessee?
Oh my gosh, I did not know that.
Where are you in Nashville?
So I live right now outside of Springfield, but okay. We're building in like the Orlando, Portland area. So just right up at the top.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up. So yeah,
that's awesome. How did we never miss that?
I don't know why we've never talked about it. I feel like everyone's moving to Tennessee now, which is so funny.
It is. It's really funny. We've been here 7 years. We were 1 year over near Knoxville, and then we've been in the Nashville area for the rest of the time. So we love it. It's awesome.
So great. Okay. So let's talk about these two new fabric collections you've got out.
Okay. So the first one is called Stardust, and it came out in March, but it should still be available in stores. And I love anything vintage. That's kind of my jam. So this collection is kind of my nod for that mid-century feel. So I wanted it to feel kind of old and retro, but still lots of florals and pinks and things like that.
I was going to say, it's still very sweet. Like, it's like you say mid-century and suddenly everyone's thinking like black and brown, right? And stark.
Right. It's like the soft version of mid-century.
Yeah, it's really light.
And of course, I can't get the thing off.
So that's okay. If you guys are on the podcast, I just want to redirect you to the YouTube channel, because on the YouTube channel, she is going to actually be showing the fabrics. We're going to still talk about them here, but if you want to see what we're referencing, come to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/Karina Gardner. Okay, go ahead, Bev.
Okay. So it's kind of a broader palette than I've done in the past. I do a lot of pinks and aquas. I love that. But I added in some gold this time and some olive to kind of give it a little bit more depth and to have that mid-century feel. And the other thing that I love about this collection is that there's some antique gold glitter in it. So some of the prints have that antique gold shimmer to it. It's not like super glaring, though I do love a bright glitter. This one, I wanted to have it be a little bit more old feeling. So kind of like, you know, your grandmother's appliances are but cool.
So is the gold like woven in or is it sitting on top?
It is an ink on top, but just like the other ink. So when you run your hand over it, you can't feel it at all.
You can't tell it's unique. It's in the actual fabric.
Right. Itself. Right. You can't, you can just see that shimmer, but you can't feel it at all. So it's really soft. Really cool. There's lots of different prints. There's florals. This is my first flamingo print. So it's a really fun one. I had to do flamingos. And then there's also some really cute little cat eye glasses because I wear glasses. So that had to be in there. So lots of florals and fun designs and colors. So that's in shops now. And I did a sew along with that. And that's actually the fabric that is on the quilt behind me too, if you're over on YouTube. I did a sew along, not with this quilt, but a different one called Swinging on a Star. And I did videos for every step of that. And those are all on my YouTube channel.
Hey, why don't you give that to everybody so that they can go check that out?
It's youtube.com/Beverly McCullough. Really easy to find. So
awesome. I love the quilt behind you.
Thank you.
I love the quilt behind you. It is so, so, so pretty. And it's done completely in that Stardust line.
It is all Stardust except for the background fabric, which is kind of, it's Riley Blake's confetti cottons in vintage white. So it's kind of more that creamy color. And it's, that's my String of Pearls quilt. So it's one of my favorites.
And is it a pattern people can purchase?
It is. Yes. And you can find it in your quilt shops or in my shop, which is flamingotoesshop.com.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. I'm like, give everybody the stuff, Bev, tell them where they can get it all. Okay. Let's talk about Christmas.
So the other collection that I have right now, and it just came out in June, so definitely will still be in stores, is called Christmas Adventure. My very first collection with Riley Blake was called Vintage Adventure, and it had hot air balloons and campers and bicycles, and it was really fun and vintagey. And so I took the thought behind that, and we made it for Christmas. We love to travel at Christmas time. We used to go on road trips all the time when my kids were younger, especially once we moved to Tennessee. My family all lives in Arizona. So we traveled a lot, and I just love the memories of piling in the car with the kids and finding weird and awesome and sometimes terrible places to stop on the road, and so much fun. So Christmas is kind of tied up with adventure for me and travel and fun. So I wanted to have a collection that represented that. So I took the campers and kind of redesigned them for Christmas fabrics. You can see them if you're on YouTube, but this collection's all Christmas. And so there's a camper print, but there's lots of other prints. There's some little presents. This is one of my favorites. There's Argyle in several different colors. So cute for stockings. And I'm using it for bindings and stuff like that too. And then I have a little ornaments print. With these are, there's, it's hard to tell, but there's tiny little bicycles on these. And then a text print that says all kinds of fun things like Happy Camper Christmas and Holiday Cheer and all that sort of stuff. So this is all in stores now as well. And I am in the middle of, well, I was in the middle of a sew along when we recorded this podcast. It is a Christmas Adventure row quilt. And so every row is a different picture block, different theme. And so we're sewing, we sewed through each block a week, and I have videos for all of those as well available on YouTube. So it was a really fun sew along.
Seriously. So cool, Bev. So will you, because we have so many people who are designers on this podcast, who are makers. Is there any way you would tell us a little bit about your design process when it comes to fabric?
Absolutely. So I usually try and come up with an idea for a collection, so an overall theme. And then on all my collections, I have what I call a fun print. So on that one, it was my camper print, but on the Stardust, it was kind of the flamingos and the glasses. So just that little nod to something fun. So I usually start with the fun print first. And I kind of base my colors around that. And I sketch everything out on paper first, and then I put it into the computer and retrace it and redraw it. I'm not the best artist, but thankfully I can fix all my inadequacies in Illustrator. So it makes it a little bit easy.
That's all of us, Bev.
So I do that. And then I kind of fill out the rest of the collection with what I feel like goes with it. So usually a big floral for the main, print, and that's fun. And I just kind of base that on the vibe of whatever the fun print is. So like in January, I have a collection coming out called Enchanted Meadow, and I wanted that one to be real foresty. I have several designs that I've done products with that are really cute little woodland animals. So I knew that what I wanted that to be my fun print in that collection. So I based the main print on kind of a woodland vibe. I added in some new florals and some pine elements. And so it had more of that pretty woodsy feel to it.
Got it. I love it. I love, like, to me, the word that comes to mind is kitschy. Like, I love, like, it's like tchotchkia. Like, it just feels like super niche, which I think is amazing. Looks so good. And with your color choices, so good. Hey, you guys, like, if you want to find out more about Bev, or if you want to go check out her her quilt alongs, which sound amazing. Bev, will you tell everyone where they can find you? I know we've mentioned some throughout, but you guys, this is the point where you need to pull out pen and paper. Okay.
Absolutely. So my website is flamingotoes.com. That is where I post all my updates and everything. And I have a lot of free projects on there as well. My shop is Flamingo Toes Shop, and there you can find all my patterns. I sell needle minders and a whole bunch of notions, and the fabric for my collections. And then I'm also on social media, Beverly McCullough on YouTube, but then everywhere else, Flamingo Toes. So Instagram, Facebook, all those other places. So that's where you can find me.
Amazing. Thanks so much for coming on, Bev. You guys, thank if you. You are looking for all of Bev's stuff, go check out all the good things. She has such beautiful stuff, and definitely like her own style, which I'm always telling my Design Suite members, you guys, you've got to find your own little style, your own little niche, because that's how you win at this. So I love what Bev is doing. It's so amazing. Guys, we're going to have Bev on in a couple of months to talk about her book. You guys are not going to want to miss it. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.